we are working to fill 33,000 positions in the Florida Healthy Kids, MediKids, and Children's Medical Services programs. And actually, we're reaching out much further than that, and we hope to enroll possibly another 200,000 children in the Medicaid program.
One reason why there are open slots available in Florida's children's health insurance plans, according to U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, is because Congress increased funding for such programs.
Well, here in the state of Florida, we have 500,000 children that currently qualify for Florida Kid Care under the SCHIP program, State Children's Health Insurance Program. We have over 500,000 kids that are eligible but not enrolled in it. And the Congress, at the end of July, passed a reauthorization for the next 5 years where we can get hundreds of thousands of more kids and possibly 10 million more children across America into the doctor's office.
The state legislature has adequately funded the program as well, according to NAF with Florida Healthy Kids.
The Florida legislature for the current year has provided us with enough money to meet the needs of all the children we think will come to the program this year.
Families with the lowest incomes, below the federal poverty level, are eligible for Medicaid for children. Families with higher incomes, even up to double the federal poverty level, are eligible for the Healthy Kids program, and their children under 5 can enroll in MediKids, as Department of Children and Family Secretary Bob Butterworth explains.
This program really is for people who do not quite get Medicaid because they make a little bit too much more money, but not enough to make them not eligible. So many people do not realize. So when people apply to our office, if they meet the need for Medicaid, we will then put them in Medicaid. But if, in fact, they have a little bit too much, we will then put them into the kid care program.
Schools are helping to inform families of students about kid care openings. Sandy Gallagher is supervisor of school health services for Hillsborough County Schools.
This year, kid care has assisted us to give each student in Hillsborough County elementary schools and middle schools an application for kid care.
Gallagher said that parents of uninsured students are given applications when their sick children are picked up from the school's health clinics. Even Florida families that earn more than double the federal poverty level can enroll in Healthy Kids if they pay the full cost of the program. But a letter sent on August 17th from the Bush administration might limit the number of Florida's families who are eligible in the future. The Federal Center for Medicaid and State Operations put certain limits on states extending programs to families whose incomes exceed 250% of the federal poverty level. Representative Castor told WMNF in late August that these new rules might affect Florida's children.
Unfortunately, the Bush administration is opposed to that effort and just this week came out with a proposed administrative rule that will make it even tougher for families to sign kids up. President Bush is wrong. It's morally wrong and financially unwise.
But there has been some confusion about these new rules, in which states cannot extend eligibility to families making above 250% of poverty until at least 95% of lower-income children in the state have been enrolled. According to Florida Healthy Kids' NAF, the new rules probably will not affect Florida.
Based on the little bit of information we have so far, it doesn't appear that Florida would be adversely affected by those rules. But we do want to get clarification and confirmation that that's the case.
It remains unclear whether Florida families who earn more than 250% of federal poverty level and choose to purchase Healthy Kids insurance at the full cost would be affected by the new Bush administration rules. But NAF insists that even these Florida families would not be affected.
Florida is one of the few states that has a program for the higher income families to buy in. But the buy-in option would not be affected by these rules that came out of Washington.